these two young men, they have not been found guilty. They have not been judged against. It's not just Andy Elmer, another young man from Motherside involved in this as well. And I must say, it's down to the sheer perseverance of the mother of Daniel Allen. She lost her son, Andy, in murder in Anishowen almost a year ago. So I think it's for Donna, the determination, the sheer stretch that she was under, but also for all those on the fringes who have been making formal representations to dozen Republicans to get these lifted. I think what wage your counsel has prevailed here.
At the time that the threat was made against Daniel Allen, his mother, Donna, she was worried that she might never see her son again because he was told to leave Derry. So it's good to see that this has been lifted, but it also, the Republican Action Against Drugs, or IRA, whatever they call themselves now, they must not make any more threats like this against anyone.
No, I think it is a case where, you know, the expulsion of any young person without due process is not welcome in the city. And the people of the city is very loud, very clear, very concise. Those people are not representing the wider community. And the point where he did say, Donna Allen's son, Andy Allen, was asked to get out of town or told to get out of town Republicans. He went to Buncrana, but they still went and shot him. And that's why Donna Allen, in particular, was up to high dough. She was stressed out, she was traumatised, and this was worsening it, her other son be told the same. So I think, thankfully, for Donna Allen and for the parents and the family of the young man, it's a welcome relief coming up to Christmas.